Dímelo, mi gente, it is your girl, La Loca, Radio 103.9 from the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17, another Facebook Live. Boy, we are cranking these bad boys out. Usually I have my guest sitting up here, but, you know, she is a queen, a dancing queen. You guys saw her on Dancing with the Stars, so I want to see her sashay her way to the stage. Please put your hands together. I want to see the emojis right now on our Facebook Live for Miss Macy Gray. Hello, hello.
Good.
Have a seat, my love. Oh, I got the memo. Red was the color for today, so I rocked it just for you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. So what's
my going? Trade shoes?
Oh, you can have them.
Actually, no, because
for real,
I gotta get a pedicure when I leave here.
Girl, me too. Look at this. You see the dogs barking on the outside of these shoes? They're starting to scrape. But what's been going on?
I'm just got to New York late last night.
Yeah, I heard you were in Chicago, right?
Couldn't sleep. Went to bed at 4:30.
Why can't you sleep? Because you've been on the road so much?
No, we flew in. You know, when you fly and then you go through the trouble of checking in, then by then I'm wide awake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you just run in.
I know, I'm just up like, hey, I'm texting, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say happy early birthday, September 6th. You're a Virgo?
Yeah.
So happy birthday
early for that.
No. Like, you got to celebrate life.
But you're the first to say happy birthday.
Okay, so good. I win. What do I get?
I'm like, I don't know. I gotta think about it. I'll give it to you on my real birthday.
I don't want nothing on your birthday. I want to give it to you. What do you want for your birthday?
Okay. Like,
what haven't you gotten?
$1 billion.
Oh, girl, no. Mm-mm, my pocket's not set up like that.
Let me see. Now I don't even need $1 billion. Nobody needs $1 billion.
No.
It's terrible.
Want some candy?
It's a terrible wish. Yeah, candy's good.
What's your favorite?
What are those jelly bellies?
Jelly bellies? What's that one?
The jelly beans.
Oh, yeah, no. Sugar daddies.
The best jelly beans in the world.
Oh, yeah, no. I like sugar daddies. The old school ones.
Can I get a hand for jelly bellies? Yeah.
So let's get into this new record. Let's talk about it. Sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Did you ever have a sugar daddy in your life?
I wish I did. Not really. I know.
Yo, I even tried to sign up on Sugar Daddy, the website where
SugarDaddy.com?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever try? I tried it, but then I got afraid because I thought he was going to be a little crazy.
I did too. I got so scared.
For real?
Yeah, none of them are really sugar daddies.
No? No. I heard good stories. Like, there was one girl when I was an intern, because that was when I was looking for a sugar daddy. I couldn't afford nothing. So she found herself a good one.
Really? On SugarDaddy.com?
On SugarDaddy.com. He wasn't that old, but he was, you know, Silver Fox, but just in his like late 30s, and she fell in love. He took care of everything.
Really?
Yes. Even took care of some of my stuff.
Why didn't I see him?
I had to ask her. I was not gonna keep my mouth closed. So how did this come to be? I mean, you've been 19 years in the game.
Almost,
off and on.
My first album was 1999. So that's you're right.
Yeah,
you're
19
right.
Years.
Next year I'm gonna have a big anniversary party. It's 20 years silver? No, 25 years silver.
25.
It's a pre-silver. And I will make up something. The 20-year anniversary of How Life Is will be next year, yeah?
Oh, that's what the name of the next album's going to be?
No, the first album was called How Life
Is. Oh, yeah.
This album's called Ruby.
And I'm so excited for it. Because that Sugar Daddy contest you have going on, the challenge.
Are
I'm
you going to do it?
For it? I tried. I was working on my rhymes for it. I was over here, I was like, yo, my name is La Loca, I'm sitting with you. And then it just went downhill from there. I was like, that's some old school rap right there. Have you been doing any rhymes?
I love old school rap.
Yeah, no, but
don't
not.
You?
Yeah, I do too, but not the way I was doing it. It was just horrible.
I bet it was awesome.
It was horrible. No.
I love old school hip-hop.
Have you been trying? Have you been doing your own little remix for Sugar Daddy?
Yeah, but I'm not a rapper at all. And I'm not a rapper. That's one thing I'm not, that I'm sure of. You know, like you get a certain age and you know there's certain things that are never gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's never gonna happen.
You never say never.
Me being a rapper.
You said you were never a dancer, and now you were dancing with the stars.
Yeah, but I didn't win.
No, but you did so good. I was dying when you were out there. I was living.
I don't know why I can't dance. Can you dance?
Oh, merengue.
Really?
Bachata? Yes, I could do that.
Wow.
But that waltz that you did, what was it, the Viennese?
The waltz, something like that.
You and your partner?
It's a Vienna.
I was like, go ahead. It was great.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that show is first of all, you have to, if you're taking it seriously, you have to practice like 4 or 5 hours a day. You can't get around it. Because especially if you're not a dancer. And then Just without trying, I lost 25 pounds.
Get out.
So I should have just stayed on the show. Like, but I still ate whatever I wanted, and I lost 25 pounds in I think, like, 6 weeks.
Oh, you looked like you were practicing all day when they were showing those clips, or were those like months apart? Because you were flying in, doing some dancing, flying out, doing some dancing.
No, we were really practicing almost four hours a day. Maybe some days a little shorter. And then when I got close, we were doing like 6 to 8 hours dancing. It's crazy. Yeah.
So where do you think you have the more structured training for? Was it Dancing with the Stars? Was it acting? Is it the music? Like, where do you feel like you're like, oh, this is serious. I got to take off like a year to get ready for this.
Mostly music, because that's what I do best. And like, I still see my vocal coach once a month. And when I have a tour, I really, really, you know, that's when I start training and stuff. And that's the one I take the most seriously.
Yeah, and then, but acting is that love, though, right there. Dancing, we're out of the question now, though.
We're gone.
But long acting... time ago.
Acting, I love it. But I see how seriously other actors take their acting, and I'm not at that level. Like, I did a movie with Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. She's like the best, the queen of acting, right? So she's on set, and her acting coach is there. Like, this is a woman who has Oscars, and, you know, she's legend, and she's still seeing her acting coach every day. And I was really blown away by that. So, I didn't have an acting coach, so, you know, I was like, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not at her level, obviously, but yeah.
But you've been doing a lot of movies from, I think the last one you did was in 2016, but from the beginning, you went out the gate with Denzel Washington in Training Day.
Yeah.
And that one, when I saw you, I said, wait, hold on, is that Macy Gray acting crazy over there on the fence?
I know, nobody knew it was me for a minute.
Yeah, but you did great.
Thank you.
Are we going to continue on with the acting?
Yeah, I'm working on a TV show. I think it's going to work out.
What TV show? And what network?
I'm not supposed to say. Come on.
We're family now.
We are.
I'm wearing the red.
We've known you for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's forever nowadays.
Forever.
On social media, that's like forever.
I know. That's what you said. That's my girl, and you just met her. Yes. This is my
2 minutes
girl.
Ago.
What's your name again? I love this girl. What's your name?
La Loca. Just embedded in your head, the crazy girl.
Yeah.
And am I right, you are a makeup fiend? Do you wear makeup a lot? Because you were just at a beauty con.
Oh, I despise makeup.
What?
I'm the opposite.
Get out, but you were just at a makeup convention.
I know, because one of my friends owns Beauty Blender, you know, the sponge.
What? Your friend owns Beauty Blender?
Yeah, she actually used to do my makeup back in the day. Rayanne Silver.
Send me some pink ones, I love
it. I will.
I'm not a makeup
She's
fiend,
good with
but I
that.
Love
She's,
it.
She gives out stuff all the time. She's good with it.
Fabulous.
Like
get out of here. But
I'll
you,
get you something for real.
When you were battling your demons at the time, you talked about how you were being vain. So I thought you were just a beauty fiend.
Oh, I am vain. I just don't enjoy makeup. I just hate sitting through it, and then I gotta wash it off, and then I can't cry or sweat. You know, it's a lot of drama for me.
Okay.
But I like, you know, when people put it on, right? You know, you feel all glamorous. You feel like you accomplished something.
Yeah. And then you're also working with a hair product?
My other friend owns this company called Mix Chicks. You know, Mix Chicks?
Girl, you got some good friends.
I know.
I need to get on that PR list. Holla at the kid.
I know. So I went to hang out with both of them. We had a good time. It's a big, Kim Kardashian was there. It's huge. I didn't know it was so massive.
Oh, my God. It's a killer.
It's everything. Right?
Yo, they have it here, BeautyCon. They have Ipsy convention that's also coming. And whoever wants to be in the makeup scene, that's where you want to go. It's bigger than concerts. You know,
it's
you would have never thought the business would have rose how it was from back in the day.
It's bananas.
To now.
All kind of stuff. Even they had CVS was there. CVS had this massive booth. They gave me a ton of eyelashes.
Are you like eyelashes?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't know how.
Really?
It'll end up in my eyeball. I'd be like, what the hell? I can't see anything.
I'll show you. You got to get that little, you know, that little.
The clamp?
The clamp.
Yeah.
It's the secret.
And so that's the only thing you do care about when it comes to makeup. Maybe the lashes?
Yeah, the lashes.
And I'm a lipstick. I love lipsticks. Make the lips pop.
All day.
All right. So let's talk about this album as we are on Facebook. Say hi to everybody on Facebook Live as we're at Hackensack Meridian.
We're on Facebook Live. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live. You don't get on Facebook as much?
I'm big now.
Huh? Yeah, you made it.
I made it.
19 years in the game didn't make you.
Finally.
This right here sealed the deal.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Thank y'all for... I want to thank everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Do your speech.
I want to thank God, my family.
And your daughter, who had a pop-up shop?
My daughter, Happy. She has a pop-up shop here.
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your kids now?
20, 21, 23. I finally realized how old my oldest is. I kept calling her a different age, but today. I said, how old are you? She's 23.
No. Yeah. Are you playing?
I'm not. But yeah.
For real?
I have a lot going on.
But your babies.
Yeah, they are babies. Yeah, they're still babies. Yeah.
What did she do? Like, what kind of pop-up shop was it?
She's actually this awesome, really gifted photographer. She's been taking pictures since she was 8. She's been doing a professional shoot since she's like 17. She went to San Francisco Art Institute, same school Annie Leibovitz went to. And she's really good. You know, she's 20. She hasn't sorted it all out yet, but she's very, very good.
And the other kids, what are they doing?
My son is a musician, of course. Because I made sure they all learned an instrument. I just think that's important, even if you don't become a musician. It teaches you how to think differently and stuff like that. And then my oldest daughter, she's just a hustler. She just gets up every day, figures it out.
Entrepreneur?
She doesn't know what she wants to do yet. It's so weird. My oldest doesn't know, but she's good at, like, making things happen, so I have all faith in her. She'll be all right.
Do any of them go on tour and work with you?
Yeah, they've all. Happy comes on with me and takes pictures sometimes when she feels like it. You know, they're spoiled. You know, I'm like, you need a job. You're like,
they're like, why?
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go this time. I was like, but you need to work. Yeah, no, I'm cool. Like, oh really? It's like that. That's the kind of conversations I have. It's ridiculous.
Do you ever like say I'm really a mom? Because sometimes, you know, because you're so cool.
Thank you.
You know, you've been in the game and everybody loves you. So like to me, I still forget that you are a mother of three.
I know, it's wild. I had them, you know, before all this happened. I had all my kids before my record came out. They're all pre-album.
And then they rose with you, growing.
Yeah, they used to come on. They've been everywhere. They used to come on tour with me. Because like when they're little, you really don't trust anybody with them. Except for my mom. She was working at the time. My mother's a teacher, so I'd have to take them with me on tour. And they were little. We'd all be on the tour bus. But of course, they don't remember. That's one advice to young mothers. Don't take your kids around the world because they don't remember.
So yeah. That would be something you would say to Cardi?
Ticket, yeah.
But would you give that advice to Cardi B, who's now a new mom?
Oh, she's so adorable. Yeah, I mean, she's going to take them anyway because you don't trust anybody. Like, my kids have been to strip clubs when they were, like, little. Yeah, I had a guest appearance at a strip club. I was promoting my album, taking care of my family, okay?
No judgment. That's good.
I know, and I just didn't trust babysitters because my mom always said, don't leave them with anyone until they learn how to talk because then they can tell you what's going on. Before that, anybody could do anything, and they can't express it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that always stuck with me. So my kids were always with me in the beginning.
So they learned how to make it rain at a young age.
At very, very young.
They were like, Mommy, look. Look, Mommy. Put some in the diapers.
I know, right? they know what's going on. So they've been all over the place.
That's good. Yeah. So are we going to get a taste of them maybe on the album dropping in September, am I right, Ruby?
September, late September. We're figuring it out. 21st or 28th, one of those.
So what is Ruby all about?
When's your birthday?
Oh, May 8th. Mine's passed.
You're going, okay.
I'm a Taurus. Virgos and Taurus get along very well, just in case you didn't know that.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? We party, good time.
This is my girl.
Yes. What's my name? Okay, La Loca.
Right,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That means I'm forever in her life.
Next, I love her so much.
Next is a tattoo. Okay.
Right, okay.
So let's chat about Ruby. How many tracks besides Sugar Daddy we got in there?
So there's 12 tracks altogether, including Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, what are we going? What kind of roller coaster? Is it going to give us vibes from 1999? Like, what's the difference from this album than your first album or your second or your third?
Yes, it's very, you know, 2030. It's up there. It's like the production is amazing. My voice is better than it ever has been. And, you know, the lyrics are about, like, my first album was about, you know, getting into my 30s. I was just turning 30. And I was 28 when my first album came out. It's all about growing up, you know, your whole trying to get there. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you get in your 40s and you're still trying to get. Wherever you're trying to get to.
You're trying to pay the debt from the
30s. You find out that it doesn't change, you know. That you're always looking for something. Yeah, yeah. So it's me growed up a little bit. Yes, I said growed up. Growed up.
You've been a grown up for a while. This business makes you age. Not look wise, but maturity.
It doesn't really. It doesn't really. I learned that. Yeah, I still have a ways to go, but you know when you have a moment when you say, oh, that's what I was supposed to know a long time ago. Yeah. So that actually just happened a few years ago. But I don't know. I guess it's a process. You know, it's all right. Figure it out one day.
We sure will. One day when God wants it to happen.
Exactly.
So let's get into the performance, because I want to hear that Sugar Daddy. I want to try to see if I can get my lyrics ready.
Do it.
For the end of it. And then what's the other record you're performing?
Okay. So we were debating. We think we should do I Try or a new song.
Right
there.
Oh.
I said, what do you guys think?
I Try. I'll let them decide. I would love I Try.
I Try.
I love I Try. That's my record.
They don't want to hear a new song.
But can we do three? We've been good.
Ooh,
they've been
so
good, right?
Early. It's
We're
so
greedy.
Early. It's so early.
But we've been friends forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's your name?
La Loca.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I promise. I'll put I Try on my arm.
Really?
If you give me all three.
You when are you going to do that, though?
I could do it after work, 3 o'clock. Okay. You hang out, we'll go do it.
Okay.
All right. So put your hands together. Give me the emojis right below at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17 Facebook Live for Miss Macy Gray.
Thank you. All right, I think.
Sugar daddy,
I think I need a taste. I've been a good boy. Come give me some, cause I've been here waiting for you. For you, why don't you come through?
Why don't you come through?
My caramel lollipop, my Hershey kisses, my favorite candy shop. That's what I'm missing is you. Is you, why don't you come through?
Why don't you come through?
They try to tell me to stop.
To stop.
But I want it. I can't give it up.
Give it up.
Cause I love it. And why should I? When there's so many tasty flavors. All I'm trying to ask you is to be my sugar daddy.
And provide me with your candy.
I will be your sugar baby. You'll be my sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Come give me some. I've been a good girl. But I take them cavities long as I get them from you. From you. Baby, come through.
Baby, come through.
They try to tell me to stop.
To stop.
But I want it. I can't give it up.
Give it up.
Cause I love it. Why should I? When there's so many tasty flavors, all I'm trying to ask you is to be my sugar daddy.
And provide me with your candy.
I will be your sugar baby. If you be my sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Oh yeah, be my sugar daddy.
And provide me with your candy.
Your sugar baby. Yeah,
you
be my
sugar
daddy.
Sugar
all right
daddy.
Thank you. All right, y'all know this one. If I gotta sing early, you gotta sing early too. Are you ready? Here we go. Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe fate has brought us here. We should be together, baby, but we're not. And I played off, but I'm dreaming of you. Feeding, I'll try.
stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not near. Goodbye and I'm choking. I walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not near. I may appear to be free, but I'm just a prisoner of your love. And I may seem alright, smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front. Hey, and I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye. Come on,
I choke.
I walk away
and I stumble.
Though I try to hide it, it's clear. Come on, come on, y'all, wake up. Hey, I'm choking. I walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. I crumble when you are not near. And here is my confession. May I be your possession. Boy, I need your touch, your love, kisses and such. With all my might I try, this I can't deny, deny. Come on, I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling. Come on,
say goodbye and I choke.
Hey,
but I walk away and I stumble.
I try to hide it.
It's clear. My world
crumbles when you are not near. Goodbye and I'm
joking.
Hey,
try to walk away and I stumble.
Though I try to hide it, it's clear. I crumble when you are not near. All right. Everybody say, I love Sugar Daddy.
I love Sugar Daddy.
It's my new favorite song. Everybody say La Loca. La Loca, I've been knowing her for so long. All right, thank y'all so much.
Oh my God, I love the remix. Love the remix, mi gente. Thank you so much for watching our Facebook Live, Macy Gray at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Make sure you guys pick up the album Ruby, end of September, but you could get Sugar Daddy now. Get you a nice Sugar Daddy at the same time and thank her for that one.
Oh, and everybody's invited to the listening party.
Yes! Oh, she has a listening party today, so.
Tonight.
Matter of fact,
where
slide
is it?
In the DM. I don't know, but slide in the DM.
Where is it? You.
Solomon and Cuff.
In Harlem, New York.
Oh my God. Are you going to wear the pinstripe suit?
Hey.
Please, I'm here for it.
Are you coming?
Of course I'm going to come. I already told.
Because you're my girl.
Yes!
She's my best friend.
That's my bestie. That's my bestie.
Yeah.
All
right. It's going to be fun, you guys. Come out.
Yeah, definitely do. Like, subscribe, comment.
And we're performing.
And you're performing.
Yeah, we're performing time.
Old, new.
You're all invited.
Everybody's invited.
Everything.
Everything. And we're going to get all beauty blenders. And Carl.
I can send you some.
Yeah, because we're besties.
Because we're besties.
We're besties. Radio 103.9. Later.
And follow us on Macy Gray Day at Instagram.
There you go.
All right. See you next time. Thank you.